Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our seventh installment in Halachos and Ideas of the Seder. We're up to the Maror. Before we get specifically to the Maror, I want to talk about the Haroses for a few moments. Of course, we know it's discussed in the Mishnah, the idea not only eating the Maror straight, but to dip it in haroses. People make haroses in different ways, but it's some pasty type mixture with apples, wine, nuts, different ingredients. What's the idea of the haroses? What's probably most famous is that it reminds of the mortar with which the Jews worked in Egypt. There is another idea specifically connecting to the apples. We have a pasuk from Shir HaShirim, which is Tachas HaTapuach Orartich, that I aroused you underneath the apple tree. This pasuk is understood as a reference to the tremendous merit of the women of Klal Yisrael that continued to inspire and encourage their husbands to continue with life, have a positive attitude, continue to build families within the difficulties of the slavery of Egypt. So the significance of apples within the haroses alludes to the role the Jewish women had. And then the Gemara discusses a very technical reason for haroses, which is that there was a concern that there was a certain, for lack of a better term, poison or excessive acidic nature associated with the maror, and dipping the maror in the haroses would kill off that poison or acid, however exactly you understand it. That's why many people have the practice, it's brought down in halacha, of dipping the maror in the haroses and then shaking the haroses off of the maror. Obviously, it seems to be such a bizarre thing. Do I want the haroses or do I not want the haroses? The idea is you're exposing the maror to the haroses, and then hopefully you're making it more healthy to eat, and then you're getting rid of the haroses. Some people dip the entire maror in the haroses. Some people dip just the edge of the maror in the haroses. Some people have practically no haroses left on the maror. Some people have more haroses left. One thing is for sure, the experience of eating the maror is not supposed to be about the haroses. When the person eats the maror, they're not supposed to have this wonderful haroses taste. They're supposed to be tasting the maror with a very, very small hint of haroses. When we eat the maror, we don't lean. The maror represents the slavery in Egypt. What do we use for maror? There are different possibilities, but the two most common things used for maror are romaine lettuce or ground horseradish stalk. In terms of measurements, a very common measurement for romaine lettuce is 8 by 10 inches. I think that's the more common thing used, so I'm just going to go into measurement for that. Just to clarify one point that's important, a horseradish or chrain that you'll buy in a jar from the grocery store, really, it would seem you're not yotzei maror with that. It talks in Shulchan Aruch about not using maror that was kavush. Kavush means to be preserved in some way. And it seems that if you would take horseradish and mix it with vinegar, that halachically would be considered kavush. And therefore, even though that jarred horseradish tastes real strong, tastes much stronger than that piece of romaine lettuce, it would be highly questionable if a person would be yotzei the mitzvah of maror when eating that horseradish, and it presumably would be problematic to even put that on other horseradish at the moment that the person is fulfilling the mitzvah. A very basic question that so many people ask at so many different seders around the world: this romaine lettuce doesn't taste too bitter to me, why are you yotzei maror with that? The Yerushalmi gives a very interesting explanation. It explains that if you would keep the romaine lettuce in the ground longer than we do, it ultimately would become bitter. So even though it doesn't taste bitter when we're eating it, the species is a species that could taste bitter. The Yerushalmi goes further and says the experience of the Jews in Egypt very much parallels that piece of lettuce, because if you just have it there at the beginning and then you pull it out of the ground, it's a pleasant taste, it's nice and sweet. When you keep it too long in the ground, it becomes bitter. And so too, the Jewish experience in Egypt began pleasant, wonderful, no problems, and unfortunately they stayed too long and it became a very bitter and difficult experience. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.